if you're jumping into weight loss diets or extreme diets or like random workouts that you see on YouTube, or you're crucifying yourself when you're running every day, getting so far, falling off track, and then regaining, you're just doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's like the definition of insanity. Alrighty, welcome back to another episode. Thank you for tuning in, and a happy new year. So this is the first episode back after the new year. I hope you had an amazing Christmas. I hope you had an amazing new year. If you're anything like me, you probably stuffed your face silly over the last couple of weeks. I ate my weight in everything, to be honest. I didn't track anything. I didn't kind of take any special care of my diet. If it was there, I was eating it. So I fully enjoyed my festive break, I'll say that. To be honest, the fact that I only gained 2.5 pounds all in over the course of that 2 weeks is pretty astonishing, if I'm being honest. But so if you are like me and you did have an awesome Christmas, well done. But the difference is you're probably going to have the same sort of mindset as most people around this time of year. So January is normally when people make resolutions or they set goals themselves. They'll join the gym. I was in the gym for the first time yesterday. So today's Thursday when I'm recording this. I was in the gym yesterday for the first time in the new year, and it was full of new people, which was awesome. It was great to see. The problem is most people will jump into the gym, or they'll jump onto a diet, or they'll jump into whatever, and they'll go gung-ho for the first few weeks, and then they normally fall off around about the sort of middle to the end of February. So what I want to talk about today is how to not have that happen. All right, what things you need to do this year to make sure that weight loss is something you can actually achieve. All right, because so many people make this a resolution at the start of the year. They're going to lose weight, they're going to get fitter, they're going to feel healthier, and then it all goes pear-shaped. As I say, they get to the middle of the end of February, and then it's gone. They've stopped. They stopped going to the gym, or something's came up. Life's thrown them a curveball. They've maybe stopped seeing progress, or they don't see the point, or the diet they're on is really not that enjoyable. They don't, you know, they're not having fun. They're feeling pretty miserable because they've cut everything out of their life. And then it goes tits up. So they stop doing whatever it is they're doing. They'll regain any weight that they've lost over the course of that small period of time. And then the whole yo-yo diet cycle continues then for the rest of the year until we get to next year. And then we start the whole process again. All right, man, that's exhausting. All right, it's really, really exhausting. So I want to set you up in the best possible way to make sure that that does not happen to you this year. All right, if weight loss is your goal in 2024, then let's make sure we're doing things the right way. All right, so what we kind of want to speak about first, I'm already touching a few of these things. All right, what I want you to really avoid doing, all right, there's a couple of things I want you to avoid. And that is namely jumping onto any kind of named diet or fancy diet or anything that's got a crazy name or that makes some kind of strange promise. We're going to be inundated with coaches and influencers and crazy gurus that are going to be telling you that their secret method or their, you know, whatever program that they run has the only answer to fat loss. And the reason you can't lose weight is because you don't know the secrets they're selling, right? And you'll read it, and your clever marketing and clever sales pitches will make you look at it and go, oh, man, You just spoke about my entire life. You know exactly what I'm going through. And because it speaks to your soul and because it speaks to your emotions, you'll automatically jump into that. You'll spend thousands of pounds, and it's not going to get you any further forward. You're not going to be where you want to be. All right. So the answer doesn't lie in a weight loss supplement, a weight loss pill, a detox shake, a crazy diet that cuts out all your favorite food, or a secret system that only the guru knows who's going to share it with you for thousands of pounds. The answer doesn't lie in any of that stuff, all right? I need you to forget everything that you know or you think you know about fat loss, right? Because the reality of the matter is most of the things that you've learned or you've been taught up until now are horribly wrong, all right? Now, what I'm going to say, this is going to sound really crazy when I say this, but when you put your trust into the health industry or the fitness industry or the health and fitness, the weight loss industry, when you put your trust into these people to help you lose weight, they unfortunately don't have your best interests at heart, all right? They want you to buy into their products or buy into their services, and then they know, they understand that you're going to fall off track. They also understand that you'll feel like it's your fault that you've fallen off track, and they also know that you'll feel like the product was working because initially you were losing weight. Right, but the fact that you fell off and you've regained it means you have to then go back to that same thing again, right? And they rely on you doing this year and year and year again. Yeah, like week in, week out, month in, month out, year on year. All right, they rely on you doing that. Right, they want you to fail. They don't want you to succeed. They don't want you to lose weight long term, because then they lose, they lose some profit. They lose money. All right, there will be the odd one or two select people that make a bit of a difference in their life, but for the most part, you're just going to keep on going round in that same old circle. Right, and once you start to understand that, you can then say, well, actually, hang on, maybe this isn't the right way, all right? Because here's the thing, man, and I ask this question to a lot of people all the time. How many times have you hopped into a diet or a, you know, Slimming World or Herbalife or any of these kind of crazy diets that you see? How many times have you bought into that to get the result early doors, to then like fall off the wagon, to then regain the weight? Right, if you're like most people, man, you've probably done that a lot. You've probably just, you bought in, fell off, bought in, fell off, and you just keep on going through the same process. That's a bit like banging your head against a wall and then taking two or three aspirin, having the pain disappear, and then going straight back to banging your head on the wall again. Like, the headache's going to come back. You've not dealt with the problem. The problem is your headbutt on the wall, right? So, like, instead of taking the aspirin to stop the headache, just stop headbutting the wall, all right? So, if you're jumping into weight loss diets or extreme diets or like random workouts that you see on YouTube, or you're crucifying yourself when you're running every day, getting so far, falling off track, and then regain, you're just doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's like the definition of insanity. Right? We need to kind of change our approach. So with this being the start of a brand new year, there's no better time to actually look at the approach you're taking and change it a little bit. You need to break away from what you've always been doing and start doing things a little bit differently. Now, when I say this to most people, when I tell people what I'm about to say, they normally look at me like I've got horns growing out my head, right? Because the answer to this is not to cut loads and loads of things away. It's not to cut loads of things out of your diet and stop eating sweets and stop eating sugar and stop drinking beer and stop eating pizza and stop enjoying your bloody life. It's not that. It's not to go out and run for hours and hours and hours and hours and end, or it's not to go and live in the gym for 3 hours at a time every single day, all right? The more simple we can keep this, the easier it tends to get. Now, when I say simple, that doesn't mean the journey's easy. It's not. It's a difficult journey, man. It takes time. It takes a bit of patience. The problem we have is everybody wants it to happen now. That's why the quick fix mentality is it's so appealing. Right? There are a lot of these coaches that promise you you're going to lose a crazy amount of weight over the course of 8 weeks. Anybody that's promising you rapid weight loss like that, they're generally talking crap. Right? You should be losing weight from about half a pound to a pound a week. That's the kind of average rate of weight loss. Anything over that's a massive bonus. If you've got a lot of weight to lose, you might lose it a little bit faster, but then over time, that's going to slowly taper off, and it's going to start to kind of come down to a point where you plateau maybe for a few weeks, and then it'll start tapering off again, like 1 or 2 pounds, like half a pound here and there. Right? And that's the best way to do it. Is it going to happen as quickly as the quick fix promises? Probably not. It's going to take more time. But again, if we look at this over the bigger picture, how many years have you been doing that quick fix, that sort of quick fix approach? Have you been taking that quick fix approach? You've probably been taking it for the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So if I was to say to you, look, this is really going to take you a year, maybe 2 years to really get on top of this, depending on how much you have to lose by doing it the right way, it may seem like, oh man, that's far too long. I want it off now. Of course we do. But you've already wasted 5 or 10 or however many years trying to get it off before doing the things that don't work. So going back and doing the things that don't work again, it's not going to work again. So let's really take the time and kind of break things down and take that longer term approach to get a much quicker result, longer term, all right? So when I say you don't need to be cutting loads of things out, I don't mean that you can go away and eat pizza for breakfast, ice cream for lunch, and, you know, kebabs for your dinner with ice cream. Like, I'm not saying you can eat whatever you want, whenever you want, all the time, because of course that's going to put you in a bit of bother, right? We need to be careful exactly what we're taking in, but you don't need to cut everything out of your diet. You don't need to get yourself to a point where you absolutely hate your life, all right? Because it's so bloody miserable. That's why most of these diets can't be stuck to, because they're so miserable. You know, there's no enjoyment in there. You cut all these amazing things that you really enjoy of your life, then what kind of things do you crave normally? It's the things that you've just cut out. So you then go away and binge on them, and you blame them for making you fat. But it's not those things that are making you fat. It's the overall consumption of food that's making you fat. It's making you gain weight, right? So we need to get ourselves into a calorie deficit. Right, that's the key. The key to weight loss is to be in a, is to get into a calorie deficit. You can do that without having to kind of restrict your food. But all these crazy diets, your Herbalife, your keto diets, your whatever diets you're going to do, all these diets, they all work because they put you into a calorie deficit. We just need to find a way of getting you into a calorie deficit that you actually enjoy and can maintain from now till the day you die. Once you find that, then you're onto a winning approach, right? Because if you jump into a diet and it's something that you think is going to end in 8 weeks' time, 12 weeks' time, 16 weeks, like however long, if it's got a start point and an end point, then you're probably going to be going a bit skew-whiff and tits up. You're probably going to fall off track because you're not going to enjoy it. Now, of course, there is an argument for, but if I'm cutting weight, like if you're doing a stage show, for example, if you're lifting weights and you're doing a stage show, then we're going to go through a dietary period that will last for a certain amount of time where you cut your weight down. Most people that are watching this are not going through that process. We're just looking to drop a bit of weight. We want to get a bit healthier. We want to get a bit fitter. We want to get a bit leaner. All right. So by putting you on a diet that lasts a certain amount of time, what happens when the diet ends? Most people will just go back and start eating how they were normally eating. So we want to make sure that whatever we do for you is how you normally eat, but in a much more structured and balanced way. Right, so if we can get you to eat the foods that you enjoy, but doing it in a way that still allows you to be in a calorie deficit, then you're going to start to lose weight, drop body fat, without feeling like you're massively restricting your life. All right. So like I said earlier, that doesn't mean you can just eat all that shit for every single meal. There's got to be a bit of structure in there. But with that being said, if we can get you having a structured breakfast, a structured lunch, a structured dinner, eating mostly whole, healthy, natural foods, and leave a wee bit of room for some of the fun stuff along the way, do you not feel like that's going to be something that's going to be much more enjoyable that you can actually stick to for more than 2 or 3 weeks at a time? And because you're getting to eat the foods that you enjoy, you're much less likely to start craving things. Right. So what I do with all my clients, we've got a framework that we follow called the 313 framework. So you're going to eat 3 main meals in a day, you're going to eat 1 protein-based snack, and you're going to drink 3 liters of water. All right, so within those 3 meals that you're going to eat, then the main focus for every meal has to be protein. You want to fill up, get protein on your plate straight away, then get some vegetables on your plate, then have a smaller amount of carbohydrates. If you can increase your protein intake and increase your veggie intake and then just slightly reduce everything else, you're already going to be on a winning track. And if you do that for your 3 main meals through the day and then restrict your snack into 1 protein-based snack, I use protein bars because I love chocolate. I absolutely love chocolate, and I could eat it until my head turned into chocolate, right? But if I start on chocolate, I want to keep eating more of it. If I have a protein bar, it gives me a little bit of a chocolate fix. It gives me something sweet to eat that tastes really good, and I get 20 grams of protein in it. It fills me up a bit, and I don't feel the need to then go and start eating more chocolate. Once I've finished one protein bar, I don't have the urge to go and eat another one. If I have 5 squares of Galaxy, I want the rest of the bar. All right, call that what you will, but that's where my head goes straight away. So if I can avoid the Galaxy and not buy it into the house, I'm not saying I'll never, ever have one, but if I can treat myself to a protein bar and get myself that chocolate fix, I'm much less likely to start snacking on all the rubbish throughout the rest of the day. All right, so keep your 3 main meals, 1 protein-based snack, and 3 liters of water. Now, within those meals, there's a bit of flexibility. You don't have to eat chicken, broccoli, and rice all the time. Like, you can have a bowl of chili with some broccoli on the side. There's an awesome meal. You've got carbs in there, you've got some meat and some protein in there, probably a bit of fat in there, and you've got your vegetables as well. You can have that for your lunch. All right, your breakfast could be scrambled eggs on toast. Right, for your dinner, you could have, I'm going to go with the chicken, broccoli and rice idea, but you could have chicken and a sweet and sour sauce with some homemade fried rice, right, to keep those calories down. And then you've got a really tasty meal that is still something you enjoy, but it's not boring, it's not bland. But because you've ate it and it's well structured, you've included a protein bar in there. Or if you're able to have a caramel wafer and not want to eat the entire bag, have the caramel wafer, have 1 caramel wafer, cool. It's not got 20 grams of protein, but at least it gives you a chocolate fix. Or I'm saying a caramel wafer, it could be a Twix, whatever it may be. But if you're having that as your wee snack in between times, it's not going to cause that much of an issue. And you're allowing yourself to have that bit of a treat, that thing that you enjoy, which means you're much less likely to crave it because you're cutting out your life. And if you just ate that way consistently for the next 3 to 6 months, you would easily drop 20, 30, 40 pounds, depending on how much you've got to lose. And in no time would you feel that you've been restricted. In no time would you feel that you've had to cut things out of your life. You're probably actually going to, dare I say, enjoy the process. All right. Now, that's it from a dietary perspective. Now, what happens if you do that and then you fall off track? Right. This is another thing that trips people up. They'll follow a certain diet or a certain protocol. They'll have a slip up. They'll fall off track and they'll go, I've ruined my progress. I might as well stuff my face. No, the slip up's never the problem. Where the problem lies is your reaction to the slip up. So you have the slip up and then you either go wildly off track and hit the effort button, stuff your face full of absolutely everything because I'll get back on track on Monday. Right? And if that happens on a Wednesday, there's like 4 days of stuff in your face that you've got that are going to cause a bit of problems. As opposed to having that one slip up on the Wednesday and saying, right, okay, back on track next second, getting back to what you were doing beforehand, like don't starve yourself, don't take any extreme reactions, and just get right back on track. So eating your three main meals, your one protein-based snack, your 3 liters of water. Right, we'll talk about exercise in a second. Get straight back to doing that as quickly as possible. Then the slip-up, it's not really that much of an issue. You've maybe consumed a few extra 100 calories that you wouldn't have had before, but it's not a problem. Whereas if you hit the panic button and start stuffing your face full of everything because you think you've wrecked your progress, then you've gone from an extra couple of 100 calories you've overconsumed to an extra couple of 1,000 calories you've overconsumed. That can then start to become problematic over time. Right, so instead of panicking, just get right back on track and keep yourself moving forward. All right. Now, in terms of exercise, again, what most people do is they try and overdo it because they think, I need to burn the fat away. I need to work out as hard as I possibly can and push myself as hard as I can to melt the fat away. This, whether this is because you're starting out with exercise and have a lot to lose, or because you've had a slip up and you think you need to undo the damage you've done by punishing yourself in the gym. We don't need to do that. The exercise part of things plays such a small, small part. All right, if we could get you doing what we spoke about nutritionally, if we can get you doing that consistently, most days, following that as consistently as possible, and then getting you out walking every day, that would make such a massive, massive difference. Anything over and above that that we do exercise-wise is just a bonus. All right, so we use exercise to build and shape our body. So we use weight training to build muscle, which is going to give you that toned look that you're looking for. You want to build a bit of muscle. We would use cardiovascular exercise to improve our heart health and to improve our lung health to make us fitter. And then we use the dietary side of things to start losing the body fat. All right, if you can do all three of those things in combination, then you've got a bit of a winning recipe, a bit of a winning formula, sorry. All right, so when it comes to what you need to do in the gym, again, you don't need to be in there every single day. All right, doing 2 or 3 days a week of strength training with daily walks, that's going to give you your biggest bang for buck. Obviously, if you wanted to be a bodybuilder and you wanted to kind of get on stage, you probably need to up the volume just a little bit. But if you're just looking to get a bit stronger, looking to get a bit healthier, looking to shape and tone your body, then doing 2 or 3 days full body strength training consistently, week in, week out, with what we spoke about from a nutritional standpoint, plus daily walks, that is going to see you being completely unrecognizable in the next 6 months. All right, if you were able to just stay consistent with those three things, the difference that would make in your body would be absolutely unbelievable. And you would see more progress following that kind of plan than you ever have jumping on quick fix after quick fix after quick fix. Losing weight quick, regaining it quicker. Losing weight quick, regaining it quicker. The more you go through that process, the harder it gets to lose weight. Whereas if you strip all of that away and ignore all of that stuff, right? So instead of thinking about what you need to cut out your diet, start thinking about what you need to add in. More protein, more vegetables, drink more water. All right. Instead of thinking about killing yourself with exercise, start reducing the exercise and just walking more and then do 3 structured days in the gym or 2 structured days in the gym. Build that bit of muscle. Start focusing on that and get really good at that and watch the difference that makes. All right. Now, I know I say like obviously 6 months to a year, maybe 2 years, depending on how much you've got to lose. It seems like such a massive amount of time. But if you were to just chip away at that day by day, focus on getting that half a pound off, right? If you've not lost any weight, 1 week, cool, doesn't matter, man. Are you getting stronger in the gym? Are you feeling fitter? Are your clothes fitting better? Cool. Awesome, you've made progress. The next week, you might lose 2 pounds. So therefore, over the course of 2 weeks, you've lost a pound a week. But you're still on average, all right? So we need to get away from this idea that we need to lose it as quickly as possible and then focus solely on that number on the scale. Because when we focus only on that number on the scale, sometimes that can trip us up and then set us backwards. Right, so focus on all the other aspects that go with this. Focus on the process. Get the structure around your nutrition. Get your training in. Get your walks in every day. Get your training in, your exercise, your weightlifting. If that is something that takes your fancy, then go and build some muscle. If that doesn't take your fancy, cool, man. Stick with the walking and the nutrition. Just do that. Lifting the weights might just help to accelerate the process that wee bit. All right, but if it's not your thing, I get it. It's not for everybody. Focus on the nutritional framework. Focus on the getting your steps in every day and be consistent at that. Get yourself as active as you possibly can doing that. You don't have to kill yourself. All right. When you focus on that and get that dialed in and get good at doing those basic things, you're going to see so much more progress. I promise. All right. But if you watch this and you take this advice and you don't do anything with it, and you just continually go, I need to lose it faster. I'm going to buy Herbalife. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give myself a jump start. Please understand that that's going to work in the early stages, but then you're going to fall off track, you're going to feel miserable, and then you're going to regain any weight you've lost. Take the slow, play the long game with this, take the slower approach, and the results that you want are going to come around a lot faster than you might think. All right, so instead of kind of being in exactly the same position, you know, this time next year, or even that little bit worse, you might gain an extra 3, 4, 5 pounds over the course of the year. Instead of being 5 pounds heavier or just stuck in the same position, if you were to follow what I've just laid out in this video, if you followed that for the next 6 months to a year and then just kind of kept it moving forward, by this time next year, you're going to be in a much, much different position. A much, much different position. And then the goals that you're setting for yourself are going to be so much different. Instead of just setting that same old goal, oh, I'm going to get fit this year, I'm going to get healthy this year, I'm going to lose weight, what diet can I do? Once you find the right diet and the right approach to nutrition, you'll never need to diet again. You'll never need to go down that path, all right? Get this dialed in and you're going to see such a massive difference, all right? So anyway, listen, I hope that made sense. If it did, I would love to hear some comments down below. If you've got any questions, please don't hesitate to ask, drop them in the comments. And if you are watching this on YouTube, then please do me a favor and hit that little like button and make sure you hit subscribe as well. The algorithm kind of likes that kind of stuff. So the more you like these videos and the more you drop comments or you hit that subscribe button, the more YouTube's going to help you share this message with other people. All right. So if you've got any value from it at all, please make sure you hit the like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and we will see you on the next episode. Have an awesome day.